Only one film opening big, as they say, this weekend, and that, of course, Winchester, Helen Mirren's new film. And here to tell us more about that and some other things you might enjoy watching this weekend is our Hollywood insider, Lisa Johnson Mandel from AtHomeInHollywood.com. Happy Friday, Lisa.
Happy Friday to you, too. Yeah, it's an interesting weekend because the big studios figure everyone's going to be spending their screen time this weekend watching the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
So only little studio CBS Films dared release something new and big, and they didn't even have the guts to show it to critics.
Uh-oh.
So I'm bummed that I didn't get to see it. What?
Usually we know what that means.
Yes. And now, you know, and I'm disappointed because I really love Helen Mirren. And she stars in this film. She stars as Sarah Winchester, who's the widow of rifle manufacturer William Winchester. And it's a horror tale based on the true story of how she spent the fortune she inherited from her husband on building the Winchester Mystery House in San Jose. And she continuously built the house, which is filled with staircases to nowhere and maze-like corridors, until she died in 1922. And she claimed that she was being haunted by the spirits of those killed by Winchester, and she was building because of them. And the guys behind Jigsaw wrote and directed, so maybe that's the problem. I don't know. I can't say whether it's good or bad, but it does have a 5 rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
So what are you saying, the people behind Jigsaw perhaps weren't cut out to make this film? Sorry.
You are such a witty punster. Anyway, so if you want to watch something fun and relatively inexpensive, you can go on Netflix, and there are two relatively new movies out. One is called A Futile and Stupid Gesture, and I think Rossi would like this. It's a comedy based on the life of Doug Kinney, played by Will Forte, and he's the guy who started the National Lampoon and went on to make Animal House and Caddyshack.
Gotcha.
Which are two of my favorite comedies. And it's fascinating and funny, and it has a twist towards the end that I did not see coming. And then you've also got The Polka King, starring Jack Black. And at first this film seems like just a bizarre little Jack Black vehicle, but when you realize it's based on a true story about the real Polka King of Pittsburgh, it gives it an extra dimension and makes it both intriguing and amusing.
I didn't know there was a Polka King of Pittsburgh.
Nor did I. That's not one of my favorite musical genres, but apparently this guy really lived and had a very interesting life story.
The things you learn on this program.
There you go. They wouldn't be complete without it, right?
No, indeed. So in other words, Netflix it, don't theater it. At least not Winchester it.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if you know the Winchester Mystery House, and I think probably a lot of your listeners have been there because
sure.
It's not that far from Reno in San Jose. And whenever you go to San Francisco, well, for me, from L.A., you pass right by it. So,
sure.
You know, if you're interested in a scary movie about something that you're familiar with, well, you know, that might be a good choice. Otherwise, right. Everybody else is going to be watching the Super Bowl.
All right. Very good. Well, we thank you for that perspective. And you can follow Lisa on her website at homeinhollywood.com and, of course, on Facebook and Twitter. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game yourself. And we will talk to you next week.
Well, I'll look forward to it.
All right. Lisa Johnson Mandel.
On air, online, on demand. News Talk 780 KOH.